Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we begin this conversation, we like to say that the topic is spinning straw into gold. And here is where we begin. There is a vast difference in metaphysical approach between the idea of creating money and the idea of making money. What we notice in our physical friends is that when you are going about the task of making money, you are focused on making something happen, not for the joy of it, not for what it is that you're really wanting, but because in some way or another you are fulfilling a need or a desire that you yourself have either decided you have or have agreed with others that you have. So that is why many of you will come to us and say, what is really my life's purpose? This can't be everything that I'm supposed to be about. And for many of you, it's because you're quite accustomed to making money. And we don't mean when we say that you're making money by working in a job necessarily where you are employed by someone else. What we mean is that no matter what you're doing, whether you're working for yourself or working for someone else, the task before you is to make money, and you have associated making money with the idea of producing something. Now, this is very obvious if you just look around and see. And in fact, it might make a lot of sense. And you might be thinking, well, so what's new here? The reason why we're bringing out this distinction is because when you are making money and you are focused on completing the task and getting it done, and you are focused on looking at the results and doing what needs to be done now in order to have things work out later. And in the most basic way, the way this works is you are showing up to work and punching the time clock so that in 2 weeks you will receive your paycheck. In other words, in its most basic sense, when you are making money, you are delaying the experience of what you are wanting. Now, if you are in the process of making money, and if you are working at a job and you are making money, or you are employing yourself and you are making money, your heckles might have been raised by now, and we certainly would understand why. Because we're not telling you don't punch that time clock, don't go to work, don't work on your projects, don't produce your widgets or deliver your services. We're not saying that whatsoever. What we're suggesting is that no matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, no matter what job you find yourself in, no matter what situation you find yourself in, whether you have a job or don't have a job, whether you're working for yourself or whether you consider yourself to be unemployed, you can change the way that you are approaching the dynamic of money and start creating money instead of making money. So when you are creating money, what you are doing is you are saying, right here, right now, is where I will have the thing that I'm wanting. And if you understand that the thing that you are wanting begins first with the vibration, and then begins to manifest itself into physical form, whether it's in the next few seconds, or minutes, or hours, or days, or weeks, or months, or years, depending upon the resistance that you have to what it is that you're wanting. But if you understand that the point of creating money is so that you are in alignment with yourself, which is the most, single most important alignment that we would recommend that you seek. You can certainly come into alignment with lots of different ideas. And when we say alignment, what we mean is that you can bring yourself to a place vibrationally where you see the perfection of this, or you see the rightness of it, or you find yourself feeling as though you are in the right place at the right time with the right thing. And you can do this at any time, at any place, with anyone, anywhere. But what we're suggesting is that first and foremost, you're going to want to find alignment with yourself, capital S self, meaning your inner being, your higher self, the source that dwells within you. Because you are an extension of that source energy that dwells within you. And nothing is more important than your relationship with that source. In fact, everything else flows from it. So when you line up with the topic of money by realizing that you can create money, which means that you're removing the topic of money from the limitations of situation and circumstance, and you're liberating yourself to have as much money as you're wanting to have at any time that you can imagine. What you will find first and foremost is that you're primarily aligning yourself with you, capital Y-O-U. When you bring money into that vortex relationship that you have with your inner being and your higher self, everything about your relationship with money will begin to change. But this is a conscious decision that you must make if you are wanting to make it. This is not something for most of you because of the ways in which you have been taught by your culture. This is not something that will just naturally arise without a little bit of effort. Not a whole great deal. We're not suggesting long periods of meditation or visualization or anything like that, although you might find those very, very helpful. But what we are suggesting is that today, right now, as you go through the day, you can begin to imagine and ask yourself the question, am I making money here or am I creating money? Now, let us be clear, there's nothing wrong with making money. You're not doing anything wrong if you're approaching it in this way. But if you are interested in learning how to master the art of creating money, and if you are interested in discovering your own innate ability to spin straw into gold, for you each have this ability, then you're probably going to want to turn your attention away from the things that you've been doing in order to make money, and turn your attention towards all of the ways in which you can create money. And there are many, many, many ways in which, in fact, there are an infinite number of ways in which whatever it is that you're wanting, money included, can come to you easily and effortlessly. But you have to decide that that is possible. And so in mastering the art of creating money, that is what you will be doing. You will be letting go of the ideas that money is tied to situation, circumstance, and even to people. And you will be turning your attention towards more open and broader ways of looking at and relating to money. And you will be bringing money into your vortex with your inner being. And we think that's a very, very delicious thing indeed. So as you continue this journey with us, you're going to discover how you are indeed already a master manifester. And you are going to discover how you are indeed already creating wondrously delicious things for yourself in your experience of this physical world that you inhabit. And we invite you to decide that you can live from the power of the present moment, leading forward into the delicious future that you are creating. We invite you to begin to imagine all of the things that you are wanting that will become easier and easier and easier to have once you understand how you are already a master of manifestation and a powerful creator, and that you can create money whenever it is that you're wanting. So as you go through this day today, we do invite you to look at the ways in which you are currently making money, There's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but it might be helpful to become aware of these things, to make some notes either mentally or on a piece of paper, and to begin to notice, is this something that feels good? And just ask that question. Does it feel good to be making money in the way that you are? Again, there's nothing right or wrong, just an inquiry. So, once again, we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with you in all of the ways that we have been doing so here today. And we are very much looking forward to the next time that we are able to connect with you in this very, very delicious way. And until that wonderful moment, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.